Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Mary Wollstonecraft. Now the dates of Mary Wollstonecraft are from 1759 to 1797. And she was an English writer and also a passionate advocate of educational and social equality of women. And she's best known for her work called A Vindication of the Rights of Women, which came out in 1792. Now, a little bit about the life of Mary Wollstonecraft. She was a daughter of a farmer, and Wollstonecraft taught at school and also worked as a governess. And the experiences which she gained inspired her to write her work called Thoughts on the Education of Daughters. Okay, Thoughts on the Education of Daughters, which came out in 1787. And thereafter, she also worked as a translator. And one of her earliest works is called Mary, a Fiction. Okay, Mary, a Fiction, which came out in 1788. And in 1792, Wollstonecraft left England to observe the French Revolution in Paris, where she lived with an American captain called Gilbert Imlay. However, later on, her relationship with this captain broke down and she returned to London and afterwards married the famous William Godwin. And later on, she also gave birth to Mary Shelley. The famous Mary Shelley, who is the author of Frankenstein. So, in a way, Mary Wollstonecraft is one of the members of an illustrious line of people. She herself is a feminist and a great writer and one of the earliest advocates of female rights and female liberation. After that, her husband William Godwin is himself very famous. Then her daughter Mary Shelley is famous for the novel Frankenstein. And Mary Shelley's husband was P.B. Shelley, the one who famously said that poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world. But coming back to Mary Wollstonecraft, now after coming back from Paris to London, as I said, she married William Godwin and later on gave birth to Mary Shelley. But afterwards, just 11 days after the birth of Mary Shelley, Mary Wollstonecraft died. But little bit about her important work called A Vindication of the Rights of Woman. Now, this particular work, as I pointed out already, was published in 1792. But even before this, she wrote a work called A Vindication of the Rights of Men in a letter to the Right Honorable Edmund Burke, occasioned by his reflections on the revolution in France. This is the complete title. Okay. Sometimes this is shortened as A Vindication of the Rights of Men. And this particular work was published in 1790. And basically, this is a political pamphlet which attacks aristocracy and advocates republicanism. And this was a kind of response to the pamphlet written by Edmund Burke called Reflections on the Revolution in France, which came out in the same year, 1790. And this particular work of Edmund Burke was a defense of constitutional monarchy, aristocracy, and also the Church of England. Now, little bit more about this work. When Edmund Burke wrote his essay or pamphlet, Reflections on the French Revolution, Edmund Burke saw the French Revolution as a movement which would inevitably fail, as society needed traditional structures such as inherited positions and property in order to strengthen it. So, as a response to this, or as an answer to this, or as a rebuttal to this, Mary Wollstonecraft wrote this pamphlet or essay called A Vindication of the Rights of Men. Now, after 2 years, in 1792, she goes on to write Vindication of the Rights of Women, which came out in 1792, as I said. So, agar exam mein aap se ye puchhe ki who wrote A Vindication of the Rights of Women, it is Mary Wollstonecraft. Who wrote A Vindication of the Rights of Men, it is Mary Wollstonecraft. And Wollstonecraft also argued in favor of parliamentary reform and stated that religious and civil liberties were part of a man's birthright, with corruption caused by ignorance. And after the publication of this work, A Vindication of the Rights of Men, came the next work called A Vindication of the Rights of Woman. And in her work, Wollstonecraft also recommends the establishment of a national education system to operate mixed sex schools, means co-ed schools, a school that is meant both for boys and girls. And she also argues that it is essential for women's dignity that they be given the right and the ability to earn their own living and support themselves. And Wollstonecraft also argued that the educational system of her time deliberately trained women to be frivolous and incapable. She also suggested that an educational system that allowed girls the same advantages as boys would result in women who would be not only exceptional wives and mothers, but also capable workers in many professions. And Wollstonecraft's work was unique in suggesting that the betterment of women's status be affected through such political change as the radical reform of national educational systems. And such change, she concluded, would ultimately benefit all society. And the complete title of this work is A Vindication of the Rights of Woman with Strictures on Political and Moral Subjects. Okay, A Vindication of the Rights of Woman with Strictures on Political and Moral Subjects. So, from an exam point of view, you should remember the complete titles of both of these. Means A Vindication of the Rights of Woman. After that, earlier one, A Vindication of the Rights of Men. Aur iska title kya tha? A Vindication of the Rights of Men in a Letter to the Right Honorable Edmund Burke, Occasioned by His Reflections on the Revolution in France. This is the complete title. And the influence of Mary Wollstonecraft is not limited to feminism. You know, it is also extended to the shaping of the art of travel writing as a literary genre, you know, through her account of her journey through Scandinavia. And the title of this work is called Letters Written During a Short Residence in Sweden, Norway and Denmark. Okay, Letters Written During a Short Residence in Sweden, Norway and Denmark. Okay, so this is basically a travel log with a sociological and philosophical bent. So from an exam point of view, you should know complete titles of these important works, the date of publication of these works, because sometimes they also ask this,